The New York Times sues OpenAI for copyright infringement. And this is not only about money, but about the fundamental principles of large language models themselves. It's Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024, and this is episode 85 of Yay Space, the Tech Review. This is the place where you get the latest developments of what you need to know in innovation, technology, and social media. I'm Tarek Madani Mamluk, your trusted innovation engineer. The New York Times filed a lawsuit against OpenAI and Microsoft, accusing them of using its content to train AI models without permission or compensation. This was reported by Fast Company with a hint that this lawsuit could put a damper on AI's 2024 ambitions. The lawsuit claims that OpenAI and Microsoft encoded New York Times articles into their language models' memory, allowing AI models like ChatGPT and Bing Chat to access and reproduce this information, sometimes word for word and without proper citation. The lawsuit demands that any chatbot trained using the New York Times data be taken offline. OpenAI states that the lawsuit was unexpected, as the two parties had been in discussion regarding content licensing terms. And now imagine what it would mean to kill every single chatbot using GPT. This would be huge. The lawsuit also marks a potential significant development in the AI industry, as concerns over legal exposure and copyright issues may slow down the release of new AI models. Everything depends on this data. It questions whether training data rather than safety or job concerns could become the Achilles heel. How do you say this in English? The Achilles heel of the AI sector. OpenAI may argue that AI models like humans gather information from the web and use it to form thoughts. However, the key issue is whether the New York Times can prove financial harm due to the AI models reproducing its content. The lawsuit raises legal questions about how copyright law applies to the training of AI models, and a high-profile trial could help establish legal precedents, even if damages are paid, an agreement may be reached for future use of Times content for training. Different news publishers have varying approaches to AI companies. Some, like the Wall Street Journal, News Corp and Gannett, seek to license their stories to AI developers, while others, like Reuters and CNN, have started blocking AI companies from accessing their content altogether. There is a possibility that courts or the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, may order AI companies to delete training data scraped from the web. The FTC previously initiated an inquiry into OpenAI's training data acquisition practices. The Guardian provides some more details. Even though the lawsuit does not specify a monetary claim, it suggests that OpenAI, which is valued at $80 billion, and Microsoft valued at $2.8 trillion, should be held responsible for billions of dollars in statutory and actual damages. The unlawful use of the Times copyrighted content to create AI products is claimed to threaten the newspaper's ability to provide its services, including independent journalism that is deemed increasingly rare and valuable. Language learning models, including ChatGPT, have faced increasing scrutiny over concerns of spreading misinformation and using content without incentivizing users to access the original source. And this whole topic of using this powerful new technology responsibly does not only cause conflicts around AI companies. OpenAI recently experienced internal conflicts over its growth strategy and safety principles, leading to the ousting and subsequent rehiring of CEO Sam Altman. This lawsuit is not the first time generative AI got under fire. The Getty Photo Archive also sued a different AI firm over the use of its images. The Times lawsuit reportedly followed a breakdown in negotiations with OpenAI and Microsoft over the use of Times material. The newspaper had sought an amicable solution, including commercial agreements and guardrails around AI products. Ironically, the lawsuit does not only point to incidents where the AI was correctly using Times content word for word, report, but also to incidents where the AI was given incorrect information. It raises concerns about false information wrongly attributed to a source, potentially damaging the Times brand. It concretely cites examples on Microsoft's Bing chat misidentifying material as Times content. And here's my two cents about this issue. There is not really an alternative than a collaboration between publishers and LLM providers. LLMs need huge amounts of text to train on, and the big publishing houses own large amounts of text. And it is quality content. If you only scrape arbitrary text on the internet, you might train your AI with very crappy content. Imagine your chatbot would speak like an average comment on Reddit. So licensing content from publishing houses and paying them to use their IP is the only solution that makes sense. Even though this is not the only approach, because the missing feature of correctly citing sources is also an important feature that any LLM should master. Google advertised that in their first presentation of their LLM because they know how important that is. Anyway, this lawsuit is happening and Yayspace will update you with further developments. Thank you for tuning in. Stay awesome.